Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Monday, May 16th, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. Believers issue a call to prayer and global transformation. Two American mission workers are released in Malaysia, and international Christian schools are looking for a few good men and women. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The first ever Global Day of Prayer saw millions of Christians in more than 150 nations join in prayer for the world to come to Christ. We start in Fiji and move around the world with these reports.
For 2 hours, the youth of Fiji called the nation to repentance, claiming this nation for Jesus Christ.
Nearly 100,000 people have gathered here, and the event is being broadcast nationwide. And remembering that Indonesia has one of the world's largest Muslim populations, tonight is truly an historic event.
Despite having rain in Taipei, more than 30,000 people came to the presidential square. Over 100 churches participate.
Specifically here, they're praying for peace and unity upon the country, the church, and the people of Liberia.
It's been a good couple of hours of bringing people together and getting them focused on local, national, and international needs.
Thousands gathered across the United States as Pastor Rick Warren with Purpose Driven Ministries sent people out to transform the cities where they live first, then abroad. Meanwhile, after days in a Malaysian prison, two Strategic World Impact workers have been released. Americans Ricky Rupert and Zachary Harris were arrested in Putrajaya, the country's capital. The arrest took place after the imam in a nearby mosque accused the pair of proselytizing. While in prison, the pair continued to share their faith with those around them, eventually leading some of the inmates to the Lord. Pray for the believers in this country as they struggle for their faith. You're listening to Mission Network News. A year ago, Hurricane Jean lashed northern Haiti with heavy rains, causing extensive damage and flooding in urban and rural areas. Well, today, Gonaives is still struggling to overcome the destruction. Florista Scott Sabin says they've committed to a long-term reforestation project with their teams.
Both sides of the border are connected by common problems. Illegal logging occurs on one side of the border to make charcoal to be sold on the other side of the border. There's all sorts of problems and issues that are shared in common between the Haitians and Dominicans.
Sabin says it's all part of a ministry effort.
Our staff works very hard to work holistically. When we come alongside people offering economic assistance, our staff is also ready to pray with the people, to share with them why we're there. As we make that long-term commitment, it offers a perfect platform for discipleship. If you're going to be working with the community for 5 or 10 years, you build some pretty deep relationships, and during that time you can disciple leaders and teach them what it means to be servant leaders.
Meanwhile, a radio club in Brazil rated HCJB World Radio's Portuguese service as the best shortwave radio station, also placing HCJB producers highly. Ralph Kurtenbach has more.
Continuamos com a programação da HCJB.
That's the voice of Ingrid Winter, named shortwave radio as best female announcer in the Santa Rita DX Club survey. Producers Eunice Carvajal and Pastor Mario Miki also scored well, reaching entire families for Christ. HCJB's Alan Graham.
It used to be the custom for families to gather around the radio in other countries. That is still the custom for many families, especially in the northern Amazon region in Brazil.
Graham's recent trip to Brazil revealed places where church body life revolves around Christian radio. HCJB's Latin America region transmits in Portuguese for several hours a day. In Ecuador, I'm Ralph Kurtenbach for Mission Network News.
And because the Association of Christian Schools International works to instill a heart for missions in Christian educators and students, they're looking for a few good men and women. There are over 150 Christian international schools in over 100 countries that desperately need teachers for this coming fall. Please pray that God will speak to teachers who could fill these positions. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is now offering monthly church bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news that can help motivate your church to be more involved in missions. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. See a sample and subscribe at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.